Recording in progress.
Oh, Lord, Lord, here we are. Welcome back, guys. We've got shenanigans. My name is Nick. And of course, with me, my brother from another mother, my West Coast, something other.
That's where we're starting this evening.
Man, listen.
I see how it's going to go already.
You know, the later it gets on the East Coast, man, the worse it gets for me. So there you have it. A little shenanigans to open misguided shenanigans about that.
West Coast, best coast, baby. Sun's still shining. The day's not done yet.
Well, I had to add an extra light in my room just so people could see me because it's so dark out here. So what are you gonna do? There you go. There you go. Well, Finny, I know we got some topics tonight, dude. I think we were tonight with Chris in Tomorrow War. That looks exciting. I'm excited for his first executive producer, position or whatever you call it. But it's his first go around for executive producer on the movie. So, and then watch it. It's really good. Almost looks like an alien type of film, right? 30 years in the future, so like they're fighting aliens or something. Looks pretty dope, man.
Yeah, and it's on Amazon Prime, which I will say, like, I almost feel like things coming on Amazon Prime and Netflix and HBO Max and even Hulu has just a better quality than a lot of the things you see out there now. So kind of interesting, like, interesting for his first debut. Like, it's such a different storyline. Kind of from his other characters that he's done. Usually they have more of a comedic role or something with, like, historic value. But for something to be kind of fresh and new, it's kind of interesting. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I think so. I'm excited about it.
I want to see more of the previews, though.
Yeah, it was really short. It was really short. Didn't give a whole lot of backstory. So I guess the whole point of a preview, right? They want you to watch the movie, so...
Yep.
You know, we'll see what happens, but I'm excited for it nonetheless. It's an Amazon movie, man. Like, I feel like they've made some pretty good stuff. You know what I mean? Like, their TV shows are great. I mean, what's the one that watched Giovanni Ribisi?
Sneaky Pete.
Sneaky Pete. That's probably my favorite show. And then the other one with
Billy Bob Thornton.
Yes, thank you.
Goliath, yes. That one's good. And then...
is fantastic.
The other one I like is... there was a new one they did. I think it's based on a Tom Clancy novel with the dude that played Jim from The Office. Jordan.
Oh, no, you're talking about...
Where he's like a spy. You know what I'm talking about, right? Oh, what's it called? Jack Ryan.
Yeah. Yep.
Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan, that's it.
That's an Amazon show. Yep.
I just got through season. I'm like halfway through season two, and it's pretty good, man. I did not see him for that type of role, but it's fantastic. I love it.
Speaking of fantastic, I really hope the rumors are true that he gets cast for Mr. Fantastic, because after seeing him in that show, I'm just like, man, it's spot on. It's just spot on. Reed Richards, like, I really hope that's true.
He is Reed Richards. Like, I feel like nobody else, I feel like, could play Reed Richards. I really don't think there is. He needs to get that role.
Yeah.
100% for sure.
I agree. But, you know, there's some other Guardians in the news as well. Bautista.
True.
Bautista's got...
Yeah, Dave Bautista, man.
I know... He's got a lot going on. So I think let's start with the first topic. Him being Drax. Love him as Drax. Like, amazing character, like, was a little skeptical. I'm like, oh, here comes a wrestler. But he's actually pretty funny. I like him as Drax.
Oh, he's great. He's super funny. He's done a couple other comedies, too. But he's done some serious stuff. But, yeah, he... it's going to be his last Guardians of the Galaxy 3, and I think Guardians of the Galaxy, like the holiday special that they're doing.
Yep.
That's it. He's done. No more Drax. So that's unfortunate, because, again, that's just another Marvel role that isn't going to be able to be replaced. There's nobody on the planet, in my opinion, that could be Drax better than him.
No, and it's kind of funny. He made a joke of, man, I'm pushing 50, like, all my muscles are going to start sagging at some point. I can't go around shirtless with body paint anymore, which I thought was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But then it doesn't mean that he's done with movies, though. And he's got a few things in the works. Number one, good old Zack Snyder cast him in a movie called Army of the Dead. Super excited for that. It's what, a Netflix movie?
Yeah, it's a Netflix movie. Yep.
And,
it's really good. I think reviews have been pretty positive too up until now. And I don't even know when it comes out. I think it may be out by the time this airs.
It could be.
Sure, but
I know it's coming soon.
But it's going to be. Yeah, it's going to be good. Something that probably Zach won't be able to watch right away, but sneak it in at some point. You know what I mean?
There's also rumors about Netflix wanting to do a Gears of War movie, which why this ties into Batista. When they approached him to be a character in the Fast and Furious, he basically, which I'm wondering if it's the new one, and they were trying to get him to do Dom's brother. But I don't know. Anyways, Universal approached him, had an interview, and he's like, I'm not interested in that movie, but I want to go pitch Gears of War. So he went into that meeting and said, yeah, that's nice. I'm not doing the movie, but I want to pitch you on this idea, Gears of War. Let's make this video game a movie like we've done with others. A, for him to be the lead character fits the image, the voice, everything perfectly. I would love to see Batista in a Gears of War movie. One of my favorite games, like Assassin's Creed is my all-time favorite game. Gears of War is up there. Like, I think it's my favorite game on Xbox. Really solid game. Love playing it, but I think he just fits it so well. And so 10 years he's been trying to push this thing to be made and nothing's come to light. Now Netflix may be kicking around the tires and it may become a reality, which I think is pretty cool. Love to see it.
I think too. I know that Gears 5, they're going to have him as a playable character. So, you know, maybe that's a hint to, you know, hey, we'll put him in video game, so why don't we just, you know, go ahead and, because even when, like, The Rock, when he, or Dwayne Johnson, I guess he's called, did, they didn't put him in the game, but now you got Gears of War putting Dave Bautista in the game. If they don't make a movie, they're stupid.
Yeah. They're stupid.
I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great idea, especially with all the video game adaptation movies that are out. Like, Resident Evil's got a animated series on Netflix that's coming out. There's a few other ones out there too.
Here's the thing: I don't care what
that should be really.
I don't care what anybody says about Resident Evil movies. I loved them all. I took them for what they were, a video game movie, and I enjoyed them. I didn't expect too much, and I knew each one was going to be different.
Yep.
I liked them all. I thought it was a great series. One of my favorite video game to movie, like live action series. And so I thought they did a great job, but you know, what do I know? A lot of people hated it, but.
Yeah. Well, in casting Mila Jovovich too was a big thing. I mean, ever since The Fifth Element, I was a fan of hers, and to put her in the role in Resident Evil, I was spot on
for me. Dazed and Confused. Big fans of Dazed and Confused.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot Dazed and Confused.
Yeah, a lot of people in that movie, so.
Yeah, that's right. All right.
Yep. So, speaking of shenanigans, it sounds like David Bautista really loves shenanigans. I heard that you've got another one for us. about his casting calls and meetings.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I was trying to figure you were going with that, but now, light bulb, I remember. No, he apparently is so dead set on playing Bane in a Batman movie that he walked in Warner Brothers for a meeting and said, I'm playing Bane. That's it. He said, I'm playing Bane. I've always wanted to play Bane. That's what I want to happen. And, oh, so here we go. So here's a quote found of his. He says, to Bane so bad, I went to Warner Brothers, had an appointment with DC, walked in the door and said, I won't play Bane. I'm kidding. And it, man, like, he would be great. He would be great. And I love Tom Hardy's Bane. I thought Tom Hardy played a fantastic Bane. But I mean, Batista, like, dude, he's got the size. But like you said, you know, he's 50 or about to be. But I mean, dude's still in great shape. Like, he would be a perfect Bane. And so far, from what I read in the article, there isn't going to be a character in the Pattinson movie. So, you know, who knows if that'll come to light or not. But I would see that. I think that's awesome.
You know, they are doing the Ben Affleck movie still. Like, they get green light. It's moving forward. So they're doing Ben Affleck's Batman. Ben Affleck's going to play Batman. I don't know how these two worlds are going to coincide and how this plays out for the DC universe, but apparently Batman's movie is being made now. Could it be possible they do where Bane breaks his back?
I mean, it's possible. He did it with Christian Bale's army, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, but that wasn't quite the same. That wasn't quite the same storyline. Like, could they actually go and, like, bring in Bane, bring in someone like Bautista, and then, like, have that actual storyline, like, actually play it out?
Yeah.
I think...
I mean, anything's possible. I think it is. It's just going to depend, like, because I haven't heard anything on Affleck's movie, so that's news to me. I was lit. I know he's in talks to do an Arkham Knight series on HBO Max, not a movie, but a series, you know, similar to the video game, Arkham Knight.
They greenlit.
And apparently Jared Leto is full on Joker. He's I want in. He's like, I'll 100%.
From what I'm hearing, basically, and what I'm reading, Ben Affleck's Batman movie will be made. It'll be a one-off. Here's the question. Okay. Does it get turned into a series? Is this both? Is it one or the other? The other thing I read was Henry Cavill's Man of Steel 2 is going to be greenlit. Aquaman 2 is also being greenlit. So all these
but who's
movies...
directing?
I don't know. That's what I don't know.
Directing.
Yeah. I've heard some names being
who's
thrown around.
Who's writing and directing?
I don't know. I think not having Snyder, you know, that's, it's interesting. It's interesting. Because, you know, at this point we've heard that DC and Warner Brothers, not DC, but Warner Brothers is out of the Snyder business, was quote unquote what they released, which I get it. He rubbed you wrong. This whole having to release the Snyder cut came out because of some things he probably said, but you know what? Fans aren't wrong. They're not.
I agree.
Warner Brothers, you got to get on board or the train's going to leave you behind. We've seen it happen with so many other movie companies. Yeah. I mean, look what happened to Orion.
Yeah.
It disappeared off the face of the planet. Like, MGM bought and swallowed. Like, do you really want to be? Because Warner Brothers is one of the most historic movie companies left around, right? They're known from, like, the Warner Brothers lot is known here in California. Right? They're known. It's a known thing. It's a big lot.
Yep.
I went to Universal and saw it, and it's like, but you don't make good movies. People are going to forget about you. World moves at a fast pace now. So, like, how much longer can you hang on without actually putting out quality stuff and letting movies be made that need to be made in the way they need to be made and quit trying to control, like, things that you don't understand. I think this is my soapbox rant. You know, you're trying to make money and make profit off something that people are passionate about. So let those passionate people build it so you make more money. You're trying to control costs in your revenue because you don't trust the people to do what they can do to make something fantastic. And
right,
there's got to be a little bit of trust. And look what happened to the MCU. Look what's happened with, I mean, just tons of stuff. It's how Disney keeps, Nintendo keeps recreating itself. It's how Disney survives and expands. Like, people are passionate about things. Give them control. Let them have some freedom. DC could be so much better than you're letting it be.
Yeah. And Batman has such a following. I mean, since the 40s, the 50s, whatever year it was, like, it's had such a following for so many people. I still, and I think I put it on our DC versus the Snyder Cut. But, like, you cannot beat the comms. You can't. And now, apparently, there's a new CEO over the comic book. And then the new CEO over the films or whatever. I don't remember the story. I'd have to look it up. But, like, there's new ownership. And if they do anything to fuck with the comic books, dude, I might flip my shit.
Well, I mean,
because there's nothing can be DC Comics. There's nothing, in my opinion. And I love Marvel, but Marvel Comics do not compare to DC, in my opinion.
I think it depends on your, I don't know. I have to disagree with that because DC is good. But for me, if you take Batman out of DC, it's not that great. And the reason I say that is Batman has all the villains. Batman's like Spider-Man. You know, Spider-Man, all the villains, a lot of them come from the Spider-Verse, right? For DC, a lot of the villains come from Batman. Like, how many villains does Superman fight? There's a handful. Batman, there's like 5,000, all with different creative backstories and different things. You get the Joker. You've got the Riddler, which we'll get to in a second. You got Bane. You've got Harley Quinn. You've got Two-Face. You've got Clayface. You've got Black Mask. I mean, there's so many different characters. You got the struggles with his sidekicks with Robin, who turns Dick Grayson, who turns to Nightwing. You've got Jason Todd, who dies and then becomes Red Hood. You've got... there's so much depth to that. If you take Batman out of DC, to me, it's not the same comic book. I think the difference in Marvel for me is you take Spider-Man out of Marvel, it's still good. You take X-Men out of Marvel, it's still good because you got things like the Guardians. There's so many different facets and all these different worlds connect and intertwine so fluidly that you can pull things in and out and it still can function as a whole, whereas DC... the heart of DC to me is Batman. You pull out the heart, the rest of it, it's just not as good. You may disagree, but that's just kind of my feeling on it.
I mean, I think it's an interesting point, actually. I never really thought about it that way. But, I mean, Superman has stood on his own two feet for many, 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 many years. So even if you took out Batman, you would still have Superman. And The Flash is hugely popular right now. Be TV, the books, or the films, you know. But I think you're right in a sense. Like, I mean, man is really kind of the one that
it brings it all together.
Opinion, in my opinion, yeah, he kind of, I don't know if he necessarily started the whole thing, but pretty close. You know what I mean? So
it's kind of like the gateway drug.
I just
you want to get into comics, you start with Batman because it sucks you in, and then you explore others. You want to start with like Marvel, you get into like Spider-Man or into X-Men, and it sucks you in, and then you branch out to the other comics, right? It's the gateway to get into comics. And I think without Batman, I don't know that there's another comic in DC that gets you into it. Like, Marvel has a few. I feel like Batman is like it for DC, and then once you get into Batman, it opens up your world, but you have to have Batman. Superman, like, he's great.
Yeah.
but he doesn't tie everything in together. Like, Wonder Woman, she's great, but their storylines, I just feel like they don't tie in together. Like, Batman pulls everything. Like, it's the heart. And the veins go out through every other, like, comic series and different hero and different things to where it impacts them in a way that makes them all more relevant because Batman's there.
It's interesting. It's an interesting thought. I still think, because Batman's not gone. He's not gone.
No.
And I don't think he's going to go anywhere. I mean, even with some of the new future state. Right. Exactly. You know, but even with, like, some of the DC future state stuff that just came out, right? So with Damian Wayne, and there's other various Batman in there, Superman's kid, like, you know, or start to branch out where, you know, our heroes, Clark Kent, you know, Bruce Wayne, and all of those are starting to get old. And so now they're starting to ease the kids into it. Right. So you have, you know, in deceased, Damian Wayne is Batman. You know, Batman dies, and so Damian Wayne takes the cowl, right? Superman dies, so Superman's kid takes the S on the chest. You know what I mean? Like, they're starting to do
for you
things.
On this. Is it Superman's kid, or is it the clone Superboy that's half Superman, half Lex Luthor?
No, it's Superman's kid.
Oh, okay. I don't follow those comics as closely, so I'm just
curious.
At least
been deceased.
I know in Titans they brought up.
As far as I recall, it's Superman's kid.
That's interesting. In Titans they brought up the Superboy and the clone of Lex Luthor and Superman, which I thought was really cool to pull up that storyline from Titans. So was just curious as to, like, which kid it actually was. So interesting.
Yeah. If you haven't deceased, I urge you to do so. I mean, it's so good. It's so good. It's a great storyline. I won't give too much away. I already gave away a lot. So if the listeners out there haven't read it, then I highly advise to pick it up. I've got sitting on a shelf over here amongst all of my 1,000 Joker books that I've got. It's ridiculous. Plus one over here. But
speaking of Joker and some villains.
Yeah.
Riddler.
Yeah.
The new costume. What'd you think?
Mm-hmm.
I know that's a very hot topic with some DC fans right now. So I've got my own opinion, but I want to know what you think about this one first.
I think you know me. And we're pretty new here to this podcast, but I'm a very, I don't even know how to put it, right? Like, I love the classics. I love the classic look. This is the farthest thing they could have done from last look for the Riddler. I mean, he's, you know, I can't even describe the type of mask he has on his face. I don't even know what.
It's like a gas mask or something, isn't it? Like, it looks like
it's
some type of
like
gas
that.
Mask or, like, breathing apparatus mask to, like, block out and filter things out. With,
yeah,
like, the goggles.
Which is interesting.
And the hood almost looks like a tarp that's been taped over his head.
Mm-hmm. It's almost steampunk-ish. Steampunk-ish.
You know, I'm into steampunk art and steampunk. And I'm going to say, I even say, no. It's not even, like, if it was steampunk, I could almost get behind it.
Yeah.
It's not even steampunk. It almost looks like a bad version of Breaking Bad suit.
Oh, interesting.
I mean,
okay. Well, I do not care for it. I don't like it.
I'm
curious to see if they're going to change the backstory. Like, how he got, you know, because it is so, it appears to be some kind of breathing apparatus. That makes me think maybe the Scarecrow's involved somehow, right? With his spooky poison gases and shit. Like, I wonder.
That could be. And if that's the way they're going and there's a like, okay, I could be behind it. As far as just flat out, like, this is the villain.
I could be way off. I have no idea.
You know, to me, I'm cautiously optimistic that's the case, because if that's his real suit and there's no backstory behind it that makes sense like that, right. I'm not happy. Because granted, you can't go the spandex Jim Carrey Riddler style. You can't go the old, like, right. Some of the you could still, I mean, you could have him, like, in a black suit with a green Riddler tie or something. Or There's certain ways you could do about it. It doesn't have to be cheesy. It doesn't have to be corny. It can be evolved. It can be realistic. I know they're trying to use, like, the Zodiac Killer as part of it, but I don't think... To me, I could be okay with this being the Scarecrow's costume, now that you mentioned it.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay, he's got a gas mask. He's a Scarecrow. He pumps poison into people. That actually makes sense. But for the Riddler, I'm a little thrown. A little thrown off by this one.
I agree. Yeah, me too. Again, like I said, I like the classics. I would prefer to see the green suit with the black question marks. You know, the whole nine. I mean, I grew up watching the 60s Batman, right? Obviously, by the time I was born, it was reruns. But, you know, I mean, ever since, like, I've always just pictured him as that guy in the 60s Batman, or Jim Carrey, or, you know, so...
Gomez from that like, Adams Family when they swapped the characters mid-season because they were in a contract dispute in the 60s.
Yeah. Yep. But I'm also curious, right? Because, like, what if the Scarecrow does have something to do with it, number one? And number two, they're saying Pattinson's Batman is going to be darker than any other man we've seen yet. So, and this is only his second year as Batman, right? So he's still a rookie at Batman. I almost wish to follow the books Batman Year One, because I think that would have been awesome. But instead, they're going to be in Year Two, and this is be on Earth Two, so it's not going to be in the same time frame as Batman, like Keaton's Batman or Christian Bale's Batman.
Which that's kind of surprising, because it was going to be that Year One, that Batman Beyond style Batman. And it's now they're in Year Two. Like, it's like, why?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. And I think it's interesting too, because, so we'll have Pattinson's Batman. Christian Bale is supposedly in talks to play Batman in Ezra Miller's Flash movie. We already have Keaton donning the cowl in Ezra Miller's Flash movie. So is there going to be a connection? Are they going to have Earth 1, Earth 2, Earth 3? Like, I don't know. No, but I want to see Pattinson's Batman, because it is going to be dark and it is going to be a second year. And we really haven't, aside from Batman Begins, which was Christian Bale, I feel like we haven't really seen of a Batman, right? So, like, somebody that fresh out of, you know, donning the cowl, and, you know, he's not going to have the fancy gadgets. And I mean, you've seen the Batmobile, it's like a Dodge Charger, right? I think that they showed in one of the pictures. So it's going to be interesting to see how they go about it.
Yeah, because I feel like the Bruce Wayne Batman was, he'd gone through all the trial and error, but he's still like the younger Batman. I feel like the Christian Bale Batman kind of showed us like a bridge between the between. We saw like him going through training and what he did, and then him being kind of Batman, but then him progressing a little bit older. The Ben Affleck Batman is an older Batman. We know that definitely you won't see Val Kilmer because of his health issues. George Clooney, everyone wants to forget about, so that's not going to happen. Do you see Ben Affleck coming in?
Even Clooney wants to forget about it.
Oh, yeah, even Clooney, yeah.
Do I see what?
Affleck.
Yeah, he's like, I fucking...
Do you see Ben Affleck's Batman in any of this?
No. No, I don't think so. I don't think it would have to be further down the line as far as the films go, in my opinion. Because again, like, if they move forward with his solo Batman movie and the Arkham Knight series on HBO Max, I mean, I guess you could tie it in some shape or form, but it just wouldn't make sense to do so because Keaton's already playing an older Batman in Ezra Miller's Flash. So, unless you're, you know, going to three or four different.
But he's Earths. A different Batman. He's the one with the giant pointy ears Batman, right? Ben Affleck's the stubby ears absolutely. Batman. And then Christian Bale's going to be like the medium ears Batman. Sorry, I'm making a bad joke.
Yeah. That's okay. Oh, my God.
You know.
Those sound effects. Jesus H. Good Lord. But, yeah, man, I don't know, dude. It's gonna be really cool. There's a lot of things coming. And I don't want to go. I don't know where we're at for time.
We're good.
But for those that read comics and follow the Bounty Hunter series from Marvel, they're about to start the Bounty Hunter Wars series right off of the Bounty Hunter series, and it's supposed to be fantastic. I have copies being shipped to me next week, and so I'm excited to read the first two. But it looks really cool, and I think, and don't quote me on this because I could be wrong, I didn't read this beforehand, but I almost think it's the wars that happened before the Mandalorian. So I'm thinking it may tie into Mando somehow, but I'm not 100% sure. So don't quote me on that. Nobody quote me on that.
That's almost wonder if it is, though, because I
thought up in my crazy fucked up head.
Did you hear that Rey's story may be intertwined with a Mandalorian?
Yep. She's in talks with Disney now to reprise her role as Rey and possibly in The Mandalorian, which I think would be fantastic because I loved her character. So many people hated on Rey's character. I thought it was a character.
The one
I didn't necessarily agree with was like Finn and Poe for me were very awkward the entire series. I wasn't a big fan of Poe.
I liked Poe.
You know, he started.
I liked him for that. Like Poe was, if you combined Luke with Han Solo and you put them two together, that was Poe Dameron. The issue was, where's your comedic relief? You got this one lone ranger going out and like doing stuff. But, like, where's the sidekick? Where's, like, the balance, right? And then for Finn...
Yeah.
Finn was almost like a humanized version of Jar Jar Binks. And, like, what purpose did he play? Like, I was hoping for more from Finn. I wanted Finn's character to be deeper.
Yep.
To have more substance, to do more. Like, I really had high hopes for Finn's character. Especially because, A... At one point in my life, I went by Finn because my last name is Finney, and Finn is short for Finney. Like, this would be a cool character right. to be able to, like, tag my name onto. Like, I don't get much in life, so, yeah. You know, I was hanging on to that one little glimpse of hope. But, you know, like, I feel like it was a letdown. I felt like he could have been more, and that character could have been more.
Well, and I think they started out well.
Yeah,
in they episode did. 7, right? He's this stormtrooper. He's like, fuck you. I'm out. I'm going. I'm leaving. I'm done. And then it's like right after that, it stopped. And he was just.
I think it's episode 8. I think it's because of episode 8. I think this is where when they hired J.J. Abrams to do this, right?
Yep.
they should have had him do all three movies. Because I think if his vision carried into the second one and then into the third one, because he was supposed to do one and then executive produce the other two. And then the person that did the second one really botched it. They had to come in and clean it up. Like, it was such a failed movie, like, that it went way off script. And I think if they had Whedon do, or not Whedon, if they had J.J. Abrams do 7, 8, 9 all together, all in his original vision and plan, I think it would have ended up differently. But I think having that other person come in and do it, I think that's where they made a misstep. And we know, hey, he didn't finish it, so we got a better version than we would have gotten. But, like, the whole story with Leia and, like, how that happened in episode 8, you know? It just... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it, because I like John Boyega as an act. I mean, really, I think great. I just, they really screwed up his character, and
they did.
It was the same thing with Poe. Me, like the first two movies, I thought he was great, real sarcastic, smart ass. You're right, just like Han Solo. And then Episode 9, he was like this little bitch huddled up in a corner. Like, oh, we can't beat them. And then Lando, being the badass that he is, okay, is like, look, we're together. We're going to fuck him up. They fucked him up because Lando saved the day because Poe was a little bitch. That's all I'm saying. I couldn't stand his character.
You know, and you look at Jar Jar Binks. I think it's the Jar Jar Binks syndrome. I think that's what happens when you have... I hated Jar Jar Binks. I understand why he was in it.
I did too.
The issue is. I think you did it wrong. And a lot of fans agree. Like, there's nobody likes Jar Jar Binks. If you're a true Star Wars fan, you do not like Jar Jar Binks. That's like blasphemy, right?
Right.
And I think, but that's what happened is with this is you had the wrong people doing a movie, and then the cleanup that happened in 9, yeah, it turned Poe into that, but if they had done 8 differently and better, it may not have ended in that, but I think you kind of had to salvage things and clean some things up, which makes me wonder, was the original storyline to be a Palpatine, that Rey was a Palpatine, or was it something else?
Mm-hmm.
Because everything led to something else.
Yeah.
I think it almost got to, like, we got to figure something else out because this movie's gone way the wrong way. What is the quickest, shortest, easiest way we can fix this? Because we only have one movie to do it in.
Yeah. Well, I thought the part was great. I thought making her a Palpatine was brilliant. I thought it was brilliant.
It was. I mean, that's J.J. Abrams, though. Like, boom. First, like, 7, good. 9, good. 8. That's where all the issues came from.
Yeah. Kind of shit. Yeah, I agree. I still love the Star Wars franchise. Always will. I'm hoping they take the direction of some of the comics that are coming out. Because I'd like to see, but
I'm excited for Poe Dameron.
And I'll still watch every single movie.
I'm excited for Poe Dameron to don the Moon Knight suit and become Moon Knight. Because Oscar is going to play Moon Knight. So excited. I know it's just a Disney Plus TV series, but it's going to be awesome. He carries a gun. He shoots bullets, guys.
And he's listen, superhero. He better step it up. Better step it up. Is all I'm saying.
He's a good actor. I don't see him.
I don't disagree. I think he's a good actor. I don't think Poe was the right actor for him. But
I don't think Apocalypse was either.
No. Oh, that I totally forgot about the next movie. That shit that was trash.
I know.
But just like most of them were, except for the originals, like X1, X2, like, I mean, everything else was kind of shit. I mean, some of the Wolverine movies were good. Love Logan. Logan's probably my favorite.
If you cut out the first one and just go with, like, the Wolverine and Logan, you're good. If you take X1, 2, and 3, if you cut out The Last Stand and go with the first two, you're good. Because The Last Stand, they screwed up everything. If you take...
It was awful.
First Class, it was good. Days of Future Past is good. Apocalypse is okay. There's some good and bad with that, but then when you get to Dark Phoenix, it's like Dark Phoenix, it just screws everything up.
Well, Apocalypse didn't follow the books, and that was my problem.
Phoenix didn't either. Phoenix followed the comics, but then it screwed up with like the character timelines of what they already story told. Like, if you're trying to connect X1, 2, and Last Stand with Future Class and the other ones and bridge the gap, you can't kill off Mystique or Raven, like, because then she can't be in the other movies. You screwed up the timeline.
That's right.
You just killed your whole movie franchise. I agree.
Yeah, and I would, you know, I don't even want to see a reboot of the X-Men because there's no Hugh Jackman anymore. I don't. They need to let it die.
You say that.
I won't.
Have you heard? You know, him and Ryan Reynolds are friends.
Probably.
Supposedly, he's lobbying to come back as Wolverine if he could play in the right movie. I'm wondering if we're going to see him in Deadpool 3. Because that's something that him and Ryan Reynolds both always wanted. I could see him donning it one more time.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, he didn't particularly care for the training regimen he was on. So I don't know that
Nobody loved the character
on it, but I would love to see it.
He loved the character. He just didn't like the training regimen. So if he could play an older Wolverine in a Deadpool movie, and considering what they left off with, like, Cable and the time travel stuff, like, that could actually happen. I don't know. Like, it could work out.
Good. It could. And I would love to get Hugh Jackman was Wolverine, man. There's, again, I don't know of anyone else that could play Wolverine.
Tom Hardy would be the only thing, but then he's playing Venom in another MCU movie. So, not that that's unheard of, because Josh Brolin has done it a few times. So is Chris Evans.
Yeah. I mean, well, Kevin's played.
He was the Human Torch.
Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Human Torch. Yep. And then Brolin was cool. And,
Thanos.
Jesus Christ. Thank you, Thanos. I'm a disgrace right now. So it's can I just say, being on the East Coast and you on the West Coast, it gets late for me. So I apologize to our listeners. I've had a few slip up tonight that don't usually happen, but what else, man? I'm tired.
You know, speaking of that, been thinking about this.
Yeah.
I think it's time for me to make a trip, you know? So maybe summer. Summer, I'm thinking about making a trip. Maybe we do some in-person sessions, some in-person episodes where we're in the same room on the East Coast, having a few drinks, and, like, letting loose.
I agree. And it's done happen. Just depends on get out, but yeah, it's going to happen. I feel like we've got a few things on the horizon here that
we do. We got some really exciting things in the works.
Yeah. Really, I think the website we'll start working on that here pretty soon. So we got the logo, work some swag to send out to folks, and
got a few more guest episodes that's in the planning, plus some. Just some different things in the works that we're going to do. So, you know, we've gotten some really good feedback, and we're coming up, about time. Probably should wrap it up, but, like, I want to talk about the feedback real quick. Like, we understand that a lot of our listeners don't like necessarily the sports talk. You know, maybe we'll come back to it later or something.
Right.
But also love the rants and like getting our opinions. That's another thing we've heard is they love the rants. They love opinions and love hearing, especially Nick go off on a tangent, which is always humorous. So, you know, as we learn kind of what you guys like and what you don't like, we're still going to be true to ourselves, because if we're not true to ourselves, then what's the point of even doing this? But at the same time, our goal is to pass along enjoyment and fun to everyone. And so, you know, as we get feedback, we may make some adjustments. We'll take all of it in consideration, may not do all of it, because you can't make everybody happy. we're not going to do that. Right. But if it makes sense, and there's some things we should do, we're up for it. We can take some constructive criticism.
Yeah, well, and I know like YouTube Dead Jester has had some responses, some really good responses, really to
dude,
if you guys
watched,
haven't subscribed to YouTube yet, please do it.
Because of that episode, he watched both the Batman movies that he's never watched before. That to me is a success. That's a win. That's a win. We got somebody to watch both the Justice League and the Snyder Cut. Yep. Like, it serves our purpose. We did what we set out to do.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, I agree. Dexter, more power to you, brother. We appreciate you listening. Stephen Gomez commented on Facebook yesterday about my little rant. Don't panic. So thank you for that. You know, we really thrive on feedback. So we really want you to subscribe to YouTube. Give us some feedback on YouTube. Facebook, if you want, you know, Twitter, Misguided Shenanigans,
Instagram.
I mean, this really, you know, Finny, you said it. I mean, it really makes it worthwhile to know that like people are listening and they enjoy it. And if you don't enjoy it, let us know. Like, it's fine. Thrive on the comments. Like, this is what's going to help our podcast grow. If you like it, share it. If you don't like it, share it. You know, we're definitely doing this for, you know, to have a good time.
Hang on, wait.
Best friends of 20 plus years. Like,
here's the thing. If you hate it, there's somebody you don't like that you want to check this out because you don't like them and you want them to find something they don't like. So if you hate us, share us with your people that you don't like.
There you go. That'll work too.
You know?
That'll work too. But yeah, no, I mean, I think we've got some really cool responses. Really, thank you guys. I mean, it's, and gals, like it's really cool to finally get some feedback. We didn't get my feedback on Misplaced Enthusiasm when I was doing that podcast. So it's definitely appreciated. And if you guys want to hear us talk about something, give us some topic.
Yes.
Shoot it over to Facebook or our email, misguidedshenanigans@outlook.com. Like, get it out there, man. And we'll talk about it. I got no problem talking about anything except for like politics, religion. Fuck both of those. I don't do those. But anything
else,
that's
just a dangerous slope. Like, yeah, we go down that road. Like, everybody's going to hate us, and we don't want that. So anything but politics and religion, we're game. Which I feel like, you know,
exactly.
We're more for, like, we want entertainment and enjoyment, which is why we steer clear of those. Like, this is fun. It should be fun. Yeah. So we want you guys to have fun listening. Absolutely. And feel like you're a part of the family. So, you know, every team I've ever been on or managed in previous lives, and Nick can say the same thing, like, the ones that are our family are the best, and I want this to be like a family, you know? Give us some things to do.
Absolutely.
So we can make some enjoyment for everyone.
Absolutely. Well, I guess on that note, man, you guys look us up, Misguided Shenanigans on Facebook, Instagram. Our email is misguidedshenanigans@outlook.com. Send us a message. Just what the fuck's up. That's cool with me. You know, subscribe on YouTube. Share. Do all the things you can. And I promise you some time here in the next month or so.
Sounds good. Awesome.
Good deal.
Let's have a great evening. Go get into some Misguided Shenanigans. Find something to do that's fun, safe, happy, and silly. Because that's what life's about. And until next time.
Boom.
See you guys next week.
What's up?